Mobile.
4HKX Mobile.
GFW Mobile. Good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
Mic up there.
About the same as it is down here.
Only 39 in Greer.
We're up there when I left.
Rain, you gotta love it.
If it stays as rain, I love it.
I was wondering why they were, I mean, they salted the roads last night, yesterday afternoon, I saw.
Going up the mountain, but they only did the center lane, right up the center instead of both lanes. I think they were doing it just as a precaution more than anything. But with all this rain, it's all off the road now, so it's really not going to do any good other than along the edges.
I missed over here. Is it actually raining there?
Down here close to your house now.
So they you know, Susan's semi-retired, so you're only allowed to make so much every month. She's almost at that limit, so they might not only be able to work her but one day next week.
Is she liking that, or is she not liking that?
Oh, yeah, she likes it.
People, they don't like the fact that they're limited on what they can do there. They'd rather just go work. I'm like, then why'd you retire?
And he's like 67 before it doesn't matter how much you work. And man, after 67, I hope I don't really want to work unless I, you know, unless I'm just bored, but maybe that won't happen.
If you can, you have that choice. We all have that choice, but I don't know, the way things look anymore, it's getting less and less likely to happen for those of us on down the line.
In the pioneer days, you're going to have to work until they put you in the grave.
Seems that way.
This morning.
Damn. It's been really quiet so far this morning.
Yeah, we had to go to the dump when I got home yesterday, and two cars in front of me was a truck, and I saw it had an antenna and a sticker on it, and it's like, so it turns out it was aerial.
You start looking for antennas, how quick you notice them, and how many of them there are.
He had a vanity tag, and the antenna he had on was the one I used to have on the truck before I broke it. And so it's like, man, I don't remember that call sign. I typed it in, and it popped it up. But I did see a call sign the other day in a car in front of me. It didn't have no antenna, but I didn't recognize it.
Car, or he donated his car to one of his children later. You know, could have been that. And they still had the call sign on the back of it.
A few operators did are on HF, but not really on 2 meters. KN4 TFW.
Get on 2 meters. I don't know. I find it interesting. I find it fun to talk to people during the day.
The day go by faster when you're riding down the road, and that, you know, it just, I can definitely see a lot of advantages to it. And if you don't like it, or it's, you know, just a bunch of yin yang you don't want to listen to, you can just always mute it, right?
It definitely makes the commute better, the morning of the evening.
Motorcycle speeding down the road this morning.
Who's telling? I know traffic's been lighter yesterday morning and so far this morning.
I'm waiting at the boulevard, and when I pulled up to that red light by my house, there was probably 10 cars in a row came down 290.
I think people are already heading out on their Christmas holidays and vacations.
Baker B is probably going to be a ghost down at work today.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Patrick. from KA3JCA and Miss Sally KA4JCA.
Morning, Miss Sally.
Good morning, Richard. Good morning, Miss Sally. Good morning, Miss Ashley, if you're close by. KN4TFW.
They said good morning. Miss Ashley is was headed back to the kitchen, and Miss Sally's laying here, so... But anybody heard from Shane this morning? I talked to him last night about midnight, somewhere around there, maybe even later. He was up practicing his daughter and son-in-law, or son and daughter-in-law, were in the hospital waiting for that baby.
But he didn't work last night, so, or unless he was working overtime, I don't think he worked.
He was off last night. He was practicing code when we were talking.
Do you know code? Everybody?
Here. Just having to Richards back in a few minutes, I'm sure.
Me and Susan were sleeping good this morning. And then it's like, man, I slept all the way through tonight. And I went to wake her up this morning and... Yeah, I called her a couple of times, and all I got was snoring back. And it's like, man, I don't remember the last time I had to actually physically touch her to wake her up. She was sleeping good.
Well, that's good. She must be getting into this retirement thing finally.
She was just really tired last night. We were sitting there with her eyes closed watching TV at 7 o'clock. It's like, man, we just went ahead and turned in.
Going to bed at 7 o'clock. I'd be up midnight.
I feel really good this morning. Wake up in the morning and the first thought in my mind is like, 16 more hours and I can go back to bed.
I know how you feel on that one. But that's every day anymore, it seems like.
For those days, just come to find out, it just makes you old before your time. I thought it was Christmas lights on the side of the road, Christmas light decoration, and that turned out it was a big old Peterbilt car hauler.
Because they like their lights, that's for sure. They got them lit up like Christmas trees.
I want you to know they're coming down the road.
You think about it, if you spend as much time in a vehicle as they do, you know, you'd want to take some pride in it yourself, or I would. I get it.
And definitely a few really nice trucks that come in there to the, you know, to the workplace and that. But then, man, there's some ragged out trucks coming in. It makes you wonder, like the ones that come out of the port out of Charleston, man, those suckers are ragged out.
I see them on the road, and I'm wondering, how did you pass your DOT inspection?
I wonder how some of them got their license. You wonder, I guess just backing one up isn't on the license test.
Supposed to be, but you wonder anymore how some of them got their license. You wonder how regular car drivers got their license, too, though.
Definitely, if your car license was equivalent to what it takes to get a motorcycle license, then there wouldn't be half these people have a license.
Just imagine if the test consisted of parallel parking and a three-point turn. I think most people wouldn't be able to do it there.
But I had to take a three-point turn on when I took my driver's test years ago. It was as wide as, like, the southbound on Wade Hampton. I could have just did a U-ey in the middle of the road.
Isn't that way? I actually had to do it in a two-lane road and stay on my side.
My test up there when the highway department was up there at 291 and Lawrence Road. That's where I had to take my test, on Lawrence Road.
Took mine at in Ballard. I took my CDL test up there, too. It was a little different. I took mine with a school bus. And you actually had to go back around in the corner and not hit the curb and not cross the yellow line. So it was pretty tough. So you had to know right where your wheels were at and when to start turning.
Down a lot of people really don't trust their mirrors, you know what I mean? They don't believe what they see.
I've been backing with my mirrors since before I got my license. Backing trailers and stuff like that up. I probably wasn't 12, 13 years old.
Yeah, like that was a requirement from your parents when you were a kid.
It was when you was driving a tractor around with a trailer behind it, pulling corn and whatever else. And then just the other stuff around the farm with my grandparents. I worked on it in the summertime. I don't know, the time I was about 9 or so, we'd go down there and help. They'd always find something for us to do.
Yeah, I never had to work on a farm, but we, you know, drove the trailer to haul the dump, you know, the trash off and go get firewood.
Wood was at the house with Mom and Stepdad. That was nonstop. And we didn't have a trailer to go get it. We used a truck, and then you just had to cut it into a chunk and carry it out of the woods.
Had, you know, towing another car with a chain, and I was in that rear car, and that, you know, and it was, you know, an old Chevrolet Impala with manual steering, and, you know, don't run into the back of the other car, and that, man, we went all the way up 25, got off at Gap Creek Road and everything. It's like, man, you talk about stressful for like a 16-year-old.
Yeah, been there, done that. Going uphill is the easy part. It's going downhill that's the fun part.
You can get slack and run over it now.
As long as you had brakes, it wasn't too bad. You could hold tension on it. But if you didn't have no brakes, oh boy, here we go.
That was the good old days, right?
Like some of the stuff your parents had you do, you're wondering how you're still here sometimes.
We did stuff that, man, you'd be locked up if you let your kids do that today.
Or riding in the package tray of the rear window, you know, no seat belt, bouncing around in the back seat. Yeah. We didn't think nothing about none of that stuff.
Have a pickup, right, sitting on the wheel wells.
The bed rail. Or sitting in the cooler, or sitting on the cooler, or in a lawn chair up against the tailgate.
People had, he had like boards on the side of his. I don't know what he was hauling, but we'd stand up in the back, you know, and rest our elbows on the top of the cab, riding down 25.
That too. Or, you know, crawling through the sliding glass window to get into the back from the inside.
Yep.
Different world and a different time back then, that's for sure.
Remember, I couldn't have been 10. And that maybe 11, and my brother was probably 8 or 9. We'd get up in the morning, get dressed, get us some cereal. Mom would still be sleeping, and we'd leave the house, you know, when I lived in the city, and go play with friends and never come back until, you know, supper time.
And then Saturday morning, you always got up and you watched cartoons, and then you went out to play.
At KN4 TFW.
Staying in the house, that wasn't happening. Mom, you wouldn't allowed to stay in the house on Saturday.
Always outside for sure, you know, doing something. And I mean, we didn't stay inside. All this gaming stuff and everything nowadays, just a big big babysitter, and it ain't teaching anybody anything, not even any values.
We used to go rent the Atari for the evening or the weekend from the movie rental place. And that was the Atari. You used to play in Pong and Frogger and Donkey Kong and Pitfall.
Where you go, you went, we had the console, but you go rent the games.
The whole thing, or the whole system and the games with it. And we wouldn't do that every weekend. It was just when we, you know, every now and then. That was a rare occasion. Unlike now, where everybody's got, you know, multiple consoles in their house.
What we have at the house is it's a retro console. It has a bunch of those games, like you said, on there. It must have 100 games on there, like, you know, Frogger and all kinds of stuff like that that you can pick up, you know, hook up to the TV. But I can't tell you when the last time it was hooked up was.
But like you say, I couldn't tell you the last time it was hooked up. Just, I don't know. I used to have the PlayStation 1 when I worked up at DuPont on swing shifts. And I'd stay up late at night when I was making my turnarounds. And that's the only time I played it then. It was just something to do inside the house and keep quiet. The gate.
Oh, 2 miles out from the exit, I think.
I'll be coming in till later. I don't know what happened to Richard.
He's all right.
N4, is that okay?
Any news yet?
Good morning, Shane.
Morning, Patrick. Yeah, about 1:30 this morning, I got a text saying that there is a baby. But we still don't know anything. Very coy about the whole thing. They won't tell us yet, or haven't told us yet.
Can't read to Grandpa.
A kick out of it, I'm sure.
You gotta have some fun when you can, and that's definitely one of those times to have a little fun and enjoy. Just making sure you're coming to the hospital to see the little one.
So what are you, Grandpa, or Papa, or what?
Little boy this time so that I can be a grandpa. I'm just kidding. No, they call me Pops.
My grandfather was Pop.
I've, one of them, my oldest granddaughter, she, every time I'd see her, I'd say, hey, Winter, it's Pops, you know, like that. And she started doing her mouth in that motion before she said it, but now she says it with the cutest little lisp on the end. It's really cute.
Now, you know, your kids were awesome, but man, there's nothing like your grandkids. I guess because you were so busy with life, you know, trying to get by with your kids, and now you can have a little time and really enjoy your grandkids.
Patrick, but yeah, you're right. It, plus, I've seen so many videos just, you know, every day or every couple days, I'll see a new little video of one of them. And I never got that with my kids, obviously, because cell phones weren't even around when they were first born. We had a big video camera, but it was something we did on special occasions. Go ahead, Patrick.
For HKX, I don't know nothing about it, and hopefully don't for a little while, but I'm sure I'll enjoy it once I get there.
First grandson, he got to live with us for about a year when he was first born. It's like, man, so that makes a special attachment.
We had our second granddaughter. They moved in with us, or stayed with us for about a month and a half. And I tell you what, that was a real joy, just waking up and seeing her every day. And it was lonely when she moved out, when they moved into their new place. I heard Richard last night. I talked to him for a few minutes. About half past midnight.
This morning, then all of a sudden he asked about you, and then all of a sudden he just fell off. I don't know if something happened or what.
Just asleep.
Miss Sally and Ashley were with him too, so I don't know. Hopefully everything's all right.
And truck park on the left-hand side of the exit.
Room on the other side.
Cool, when he came by, it's empty now. All the way to work until you get to work, and then it has to be raining.
It was
4ZLK.
KO4HKX. Yeah, it always waits till you get to work.
KN4TFW.
Everybody, yeah, I'll be careful out there. I think it's going to be another one of them days.
For a while today. Then it's going to get cold tomorrow, I was looking at. I've been hearing about it, but keeping an eye on it. And it looks like it's going to be pretty cool in the morning and then all day.
What, about 27 tonight?
Again, it's staying 26 at the house tonight. And then 8 tomorrow night.
Breeze at my place, low 40s until about 5 o'clock, and then it drops quickly to 25, and it stays about 25 all day, and then get down to 12 degrees Friday night.
They throw out some bird seed, they'd be looking for some tonight.
Saying morning, Friday night into Saturday morning, it's supposed to be really cold. And tomorrow, Saturday, a high of 27 at the house and windy.
Well, too, but clear. The high of 37. Back down in the low 20s on Sunday night.
Small chances. Night. So maybe we'll get a little bit, and it'll be a little bit of a white Christmas anyway.
Ready for the cold? And 4ZLK.
I think so. Got the pipes wrapped up and you know, it's about everything I can think of. I'm just mostly hoping we don't lose the electricity, you know.
Wind's coming in. We've got a lot of trees around out where I live, and it can be one tree down, you know, 5 miles away or 10 miles away, but it can knock the power out for a while.
Sure, but I've made it into the parking lot, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. Everybody take care and be safe this today, Annette, and congratulations on your grandchild, whatever it turns out to be, Shane. And you guys have a good one, and I'll catch you later. KN4TFW, 7-3.
Thank you. Have a great day. I appreciate that. Hope you have an awesome day as well. N4ZLK.
Again, hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you again. Y'all have a Merry Christmas. KO4HKX.
Again, catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Tomorrow, right? You staying home?
I'm going to go ahead and start counting the inventory in this truck and get some of it done and out of the way. But not planning on doing much of anything other than that.
Yesterday that we have Monday off, I have Monday night off. And the way I found out was my boss called me and asked me if I wanted to work. And I said, I thought I am working. He goes, it's a holiday. So that's the thing that I was trying to remember. If a holiday falls on a Saturday or a Sunday, there's something about it. And if it falls on a Sunday, we get Monday off. That's how it works.
They pay and overtime pay?
I have to tell you, I told them I would, since I didn't have to work, I would go ahead and take it off. Because my son's in from California, and new grandbaby and all that, all the family's going to be here. I was thinking I was going to have to work. So once I found out I didn't have to, it was kind of hard to say, yeah, I would work.
And there's more important than that new grandbaby and your son in. That's time you won't get back.
It would have been, I'd have gotten my 10 hours for the day and then time and a half for working. So it was tempting, but I've been working a lot this past several months. I kind of want a break. Anyway, N4ZLK.
Got big plans for the holiday weekend?
I'm going and visiting with my nephew and my sister-in-law, and my nephew's got a couple of with young kids, I haven't been around much, so I'm looking forward to spending some time with them.
Time, David. Merry Christmas to you and your family. I hope it's a really nice, special time.
That sounds good that you're having your son come in and you got a new grandchild on the way, so it sounds like you got some things to look forward to.
You and yours have a Merry Christmas. Shane, congratulations on the new grandchild, and look forward to finding out if it's a girl this time. And congratulations again. Talk to you between now and then. K04HK.
73s. It sounds like you're in the black hole or something, but I got most of that. And David, I appreciate that. Yeah, got a text last night in the middle of the night that the grandbaby was born. They just didn't tell us what we have yet, and they didn't know until the baby was born. So it's a big surprise. We're all looking forward to it. I'm sure we'll find out sometime today. 73 Patrick, Merry Christmas. If I don't talk to you, go ahead, David. N4ZLK.
He did sound like he was getting a little scratchy, so he might be getting in a bad spot. Well, got me a cup of coffee here. I'm going to get to working on it and get a little bit more awake. I haven't been up long, so I'll let y'all go for now, and y'all have a good morning, and I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY, I'm clear on your final.
Enjoy that coffee and wake up slowly. That's always the best way to do it. We'll talk to you later. Merry Christmas to you and your family. N4ZLK.